This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, November 17th, 2021. I'm Caleb Brown. The order in which we do policy matters. Eli Dorado of the Center for Growth and Opportunity explains how state and federal agencies and lawmakers can take a page from Elon Musk in thinking about how to get that order right.
Yeah, Elon Musk, you know, is a manufacturing genius, right? In a way, right? Like what he has done is both of his major companies, Tesla and SpaceX, where they have excelled is in ramping up this, you know, manufacturability of their products. And so with both the Model 3 and with the Starship program at SpaceX, they are trying to put out a lot of hardware. And so he has sort of landed upon a specific, you know, five-step process that he says, you know, over and over again has to be completed in order. And so the idea is, you know, start with the requirements. Can you make the requirements, engineering requirements, less dumb? Then work very, very hard to delete a bunch of parts and processes and you know, even go so far as to make mistakes sometimes, because if you're not, he says, if you're not occasionally putting parts back in, then you're not deleting enough. And then you simplify and optimize the design, and then you accelerate the cycle time, try to get everything to happen faster. And then finally you automate. And what's interesting is that Elon says his tendency, you know, and a mistake he's made multiple times, is to go in reverse, to start with the automation, then try to accelerate it, then try to optimize the design, then, you know, delete the part of process. And then finally, you get to the end and you're like, oh, my requirements are wrong. So it's recognizing the importance of going in the correct order through that process, you know, going through each step and then making sure that you're teeing up the next step for, you know, maximum success.
So the lessons for policymakers seem pretty clear. Step one, make the requirements less dumb. And I can imagine across a wide variety of human activity where regulators exist, there are lots of dumb requirements, and people like Joe Biden, it seems, watching him roll out a bunch of his programs, he wants to order various agencies to ramp up energy production or any number of other things, but the requirements in some cases might be pretty dumb to let the private sector just do what it does.
Yeah, I think of, you know, what the politicians actually really want to do is they want to just like accelerate the process, you know, in some cases, in this case you just mentioned, of rolling out clean energy, right? And so they're kind of on step four, you know, accelerating the cycle time. You know, we really need to think through their, you know, what are the requirements we need in terms of clean energy? You know, how do we delete as much of the surrounding the furniture of the process that we go through now? How do we delete as much of it as possible? How do we simplify and optimize? And then, you know, how do we accelerate and optimize, right? So that's so looking at it through Elon's lens, we're kind of starting on step four, maybe even step five, and we should be, you know, starting at step one and making sure that that what we're going to put people through makes a lot of sense.
So for not just regulators allowing the private sector to do what it does, but also government's internal processes. There are a whole lot of things that government does that could be quickly revealed to be pretty dumb, duplicative, inefficient.
Yeah, I think all the time about you know, I work a lot on hard tech issues, and I see over and over again people coming up against, you know, laws like NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, which, you know, is a well-intentioned law that creates, you know, essentially years of paperwork often before you can actually do something that you intend to do. And, you know, those kinds of laws are going to hold up, they're going to massively delay a lot of projects that people want to work on. And so, you know, if we are spending a lot of money as we are with the bipartisan infrastructure bill, you know, on new infrastructure, on new things happening in the real world that are subject to NEPA, then what you're essentially doing is you're paying all of these people, all these energy entrepreneurs, infrastructure entrepreneurs, et cetera, to, you're just paying them to like go through this laborious process that that is not very efficient. So my contention is this is the wrong order. We should be figuring out how to make the process of scaling and deploying infrastructure make sense first. And then, you know, if we need to spend a bunch of money to actually deploy it in that environment where it already makes sense to do so, then we should do it. You know, figure out how to, you know, why bus lanes cost $300 million before you order up more bus lanes.
So for at the state level, I know that Utah has its regulatory sandbox and other states are looking at something similar. That seems to be a pretty clear-cut way to, if not make the requirements for action less dumb, then it at the very least allows people to act, and then we can discover how dumb the rules are later.
Yeah, that's right. I think you know, we need a lot more experimentation in rule sets, right? In regimes to allow people to compete in a way that identifies, you know, where the bottlenecks are, right? And if we can get rid of a lot of bottlenecks, then when we get to the scaling phase, you know, we'll have fewer things holding us back.
Do you suspect that I guess when you have government regulators, they want to increase their budgets. They want to increase the degree to which they are. They want to increase their territory, in a sense, as any government agency or any private sector entity would. Do you think, to paraphrase in another context, the inefficiency is the point sometimes?
Well, maybe. I think you know, at the very least, I think we could say that they want to be seen as doing something on a lot of these problems, right? And you know, DC is a town where spending money is seen as doing something, right? So you know, it doesn't matter what results out of it. It's you know, you want to be seen as having spent the money to solve the problem, you know, without regard to, you know, how is that money being spent and what is the result of it. So I think that's really the point. I think spending money, we're at this funny time in history of the world, in a way, where capital for the US is extremely cheap, interest rates are low, like nobody seems to be freaking out, you know, bond markets don't seem to be freaking out about all the borrowing that we're doing. So it's actually easy, you know, relatively simple, more than ever before, at least, to pull together a few trillion dollars to spend on the administration's priorities, right? And that is easy. And so that's like the step that Congress starts with, but it's in the wrong order. The most important thing to do is to remove the regulatory barriers, the inefficiencies and red tape so that deployment can rapidly scale. The problem is that is really hard. You know, you have to actually dig into the technical weeds. You have to satisfy a bunch of competing interests. You have to, you know, come together and really figure this out. And that's work. That's real work. And so, you know, we have this political system that biases towards doing the easy thing, even if it's supposed to come second, and avoids doing the hard thing that's actually supposed to happen first. And so that's what I really think is going on here with our infrastructure spending.
Eli Dorado is a senior research fellow at the Center for Growth and Opportunity. Subscribe to and rate the Cato Daily Podcast pretty much anywhere, and follow us on Twitter @CatoPodcast.